Okay, I have
a question. Well, hi.
Hello.
I am here to tell you about Kim's in Seattle.
About Kim in Seattle?
Yes, I'm an ascended master.
Great.
She used to swim with dolphins.
Yeah, I told her that.
That will get rid of her aches and pains when she swims with dolphins.
I communicated to her that message, and she's very anxious to find some dolphins.
Doesn't have that much more to live. She's scheduled to come up and be evaluated by us.
Oh?
Yes.
How much time does she have?
I can't tell you that.
Years? Weeks?
I can't tell you that.
Oh.
Few years, but it has to be her decision.
You mean she has to voluntarily want to leave this world?
Come up and be evaluated.
Oh.
It is time for her to rejoin her natural self. She's from the sixth dimension.
Oh, she is?
Yes.
Is she an angel?
No, but we would like her to come back and learn her roots.
Okay.
I would like to speak with her.
Well, she doesn't live in Phoenix. I'm sure you know. So that would be very difficult to set up. I'd love to set it up, though, if there was a way.
Yes, we need to set it up. My name is Synodrin.
Mark, what was that again?
Synodrin.
Very good, Marcus.
Synodrin.
Yes, I'm an Ascended Master.
Ascended Master. Is Kim, when she comes up, will she be an Ascended Master?
After many, many hundreds of years, yes.
Oh, okay.
Plenty of learning for her to do, yes.
Okay.
She walks around bent over.
She does?
Yes. Hunched over a little bit.
A little bit? Is that from back pain?
Yes.
I'm sure she'd be very excited to go to a better place.
Yes. We welcome her.
Now, I was hoping when I communicated through Mark, night before last, I think, I asked if there was a human angel that she knew that was trying to direct her to swim with dolphins. And I was told, yes, there was, that a friend of hers was this human angel. And I asked for her Earth name, and I was told Tina. I ran that by Kim, and I was very disappointed when she said she doesn't know a Tina.
Yeah, we don't know what she's talking about.
Who
was Tina?
Tina?
Yes. Who told you that?
She did.
Who told you she's supposed to know a Tina?
Mark was doing the communicating.
No, Mark. Who are you speaking with, Mark? Marcus?
I don't know the name. It was...
I don't know where you got your befuddled information, but you have to get it correctly before you say something. She doesn't know a Tina.
Yeah, that's what she told me. Are we correct in saying that Kim knows a human angel as a friend?
I can't get into that. She has to come talk to me.
Okay.
That is the safest bet, because then we can give her appropriate guidance. But I'll tell you that she's loved from all sources. Marcus, just speak to us directly. Understand? You can't afford to be confused with your own emotions. If you're telling people there's Tina's, that's not prudent. That's why we come in to talk with both of you.
That's why I prefer to go through Stuart the Aggregate, so I can be sure.
You can talk with us.
I'm in Phoenix, she's in Seattle, and the Aggregate and Marcus are in Philadelphia.
Yes.
Now, if we could get together and somehow persuade the Aggregate to move to Phoenix, that would make everybody's lives a lot easier.
Do you know one time in 1932 I hornswoggled in New Orleans?
1932 in New Orleans?
Yes.
That must have been a fun time.
Oh, it was very fun.
You go to the Mardi Gras?
One time in 1984 I went there as well.
So you didn't have to go through the trouble of taking on a human body. You could just go there?
Correct.
And walk around?
Yes.
You go to the French Quarter?
I hornswoggled.
Hornswoggles. Is that the same as partying?
Taking on a human form and partying, yeah, down Bourbon Street.
On Bourbon Street.
I was taking in different elements, different how people act.
Did you go during the Mardi Gras?
Yes.
You know, I went to a Mardi Gras in 1972.
Yes. 40 years later.
40 years later, you went there?
No, 40 years later, you went there. I was there in 1932.
Yeah, I was there 40 years after that, yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, it was quite an adventure. I bet it was an adventure for you, too.
Oh, it was wonderful. I hornswoggled. I was dancing. Hold on, Marcus.
Yes.
How do you feel?
Well, I feel?
Yes.
Still all right.
I want you just to talk to us. Not this mumbo-jumbo in your head. You're getting things wrong. You can't afford to get things wrong. You understand?
How can he tell the difference?
Hold on. I'm talking to him.
Sorry.
Marcus, that's why we come in, so there's no mistakes. We say one mistake is one too many.
Right.
Okay? So I know you're trying. I know you're trying, but you have to rely on the sessions more. That's why we come in. When you're able to do it by yourself, then we'll go that route. Okay, but we never told you, Tina. She doesn't know him, Tina. Now she's sitting there wondering.
Yeah. Maybe she thinks I'm crazy.
Well, that she does.
No thanks to you guys.
That's about having good times and good spirits. Libations, informations. You understand? Marcus. So...
You have an American dialect.
Thank you.
You know that?
I don't know what that means, but thank you.
There's different dialects in our country, and I can't quite place yours, but it's different than the aggregate, and it's different than California. It's like very, almost Chicago. You know, almost like a gangster, you know, just very strong, in your face.
I will take that as a compliment.
I mean it as a compliment.
Yes.
I like that.
Yes, me too. Okay, my friends.
Okay.
Love you very much.
Love you too.
Fonzo's coming back in.
Okay. Hope to talk again sometime.
Back at you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Hello.
How are you tonight?
Good. Who's this?
Vice.
Are you an angel?
No, I'm trying to become one. I am a student.
Oh, well, welcome.
Welcome. Hello, how are you?
Hello, welcome.
It is very nice to speak with both of you.
Hello. Are you holding the line? Or are you going to speak with us?
Yes, until Panza comes in.
Okay.
I am a student.
So you're an angel, or are you becoming an angel?
I am trying to become an angel. I have to get past my studies.
Well, if you're not an angel, what are you now?
Student.
Are you like a child angel, or I don't know where angels come from, in other words.
Students.
And what are they teaching you?
How to become angels, how to get along within the universe realms.
Well, even the angels, they have studies also, don't they?
Yes. I'm trying to become an angel.
So,
call you back.
Okay.